This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
How often do you put things off until the last minute? Not anything that Scott would ever do. I was definitely a great procrastinator back in school. I try to be better, but it can be a habit. Right now is the perfect time to start thinking about year-end planning, especially, Scott, when it comes to taxes. And, well, if you're retiring here in the next 3 to 5 years, you got to stay tuned today. Scott's going to have some tips on creating a tax-efficient retirement income strategy. So thank you for joining us. This is Financial Insanity. Like always, you can give the studio a call at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And Scott, it might seem early to start talking about taxes in 2023, but it's really not, right, if you want to be proactive?
I think it's important to look at taxes at least a couple times a year. Number one, after you do taxes, planning for the year. And then number two, I think this is a great time, September, October. And in those discussions, when you talk about taxes, another area that people kind of forget is the required minimum distribution. Yes, we know we have to take the required minimum distribution on a yearly basis. Or perhaps you received an inherited IRA from maybe your mom, your dad, like myself. And if you received an inherited IRA before the year 2020, well, you can stretch that over your life. So it's a lesser amount over a longer period of time versus the rule that came in on 2020. So if you received an inheritance and it's a beneficiary IRA, Alex, what the challenge is, there's a big difference between 2020 and post 2020. And the reason why is because now you've got to pull the money out. You have a 10-year pullout. So you could frankly wait and do tax planning with your required minimum distribution if you received a beneficiary inheritance after 2020. You don't have to take money out, but you do later on. You got 10 years to do the planning. So, Alex, this is a very important point when it comes to taxation. When do you look at it? So it's not just a simple thing about, oh, what's the tax rate? Yeah, you want to look at that, but it's how do I pull it out? When should I pull it out? And some people who like to get planned out very simply, I like to have it on a monthly basis. So again, taxes are a very critical component. You know, and I can tell you, Alex, as many times we've done these shows and we've gone through these shows, the challenge I find so often, more often than not, is when you listeners, you're listening to me right now. I'm so glad you're listening because this is all we do. That's why I built the tax practice in 2008. You know, when you look at investments and then we talk about taxes, most advising firms don't look at that. It's a lot more work, by the way. It can be real complicated and it can be real arduous having to put everything together. But again, it's not just what's the tax rates. It's what's the new law in taxes. What has changed? So we'll be doing some workshops if the laws are changing regarding 2020 and before and 2020 after. The inherited beneficiaries IRAs is a critical thing. So tax planning is critical. For those of you listening to me, don't put this off to the last minute because there's nothing worse than cussing at the guy or the gal who did your tax returns and saying, how come I paid so much in taxes? How come my guy didn't tell me? Well, most advisors don't do that because it's a lot more work. And they say, well, go call your advisor. Well, it's basic tax planning, and every advisor should be well informed as to, especially if you have a fiduciary advisor, they should be well informed of where to take and what to take from your accounts. And this is really important, Alex. A very, very, very hot, specialized topic.
Absolutely. And Scott, we're approaching, believe it or not, getting close to the last quarter of the year. And so what are some moves that people could be considering making before the end of the year?
The first move is, like we spoke about, is what is your income? Did you get a raise? Did you tell your advisor you got a raise? If you have to pull money out. Again, for those of you that are 72 or older, or for those of you who have an inherited IRA post or pre-tax 2020, the question is going to be, what's your bracket? Did you take enough out? Now, for planning stages, maybe you should do what's called a Roth conversion. Should you start converting, for those of you that are in retirement now, or for those of you right now that you might want to say, you know what, I think I should start really, really, because tax returns as of this year are still, the rates are still okay. Should we start really plowing money away into the Roth account? And for those of you who are thinking that, that's why it's so important to give our studios a call. Give me a call off the air. I'd love to share this with you. If this is you, that's right. That's right. Taxes. If you are right now planning your taxes, maybe you're going to do a distribution. Maybe you're about to leave your work. Should you do a Roth IRA? Should you fill it up? Should you not fill it up? Let's run the tax return. Number two, what about, should I start putting money into my account if I'm 59 years or older? Should I do a in-service withdrawal? In other words, because, you know, Alex, what I've found, so many people right now are in the market and they're nervous. But a lot of 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, they allow you to do an in-service rollover, which means you can take money that's at your company, keep the investments going, but you can roll it over to an IRA, and now you have the universe of investments. You're not locked into those quote-unquote just mutual funds they're offering. You're not locked into those. You have the universe of types of investments you can invest for income, invest for perhaps growth, and for those of you who are growth-minded, or perhaps I want to be more safe, safety-conscious. Where do I put money? Very, very important. Great question. For those alone, you think about the Roth IRAs or perhaps the Roth 401k 403. By the way, is one more thing, Alex, one more thing. For those of you that are really saving money right now and you have at your disposal at your company, it's called a health savings account. You might know it as a HSA. Now, the beautiness of the HSA, those of you that are really allowed to use them, it is a wonderful way to plow money away into this vehicle, the HSA, health savings account. And of course, it can grow and it's tax deferred and tax free when you pull it out of the account for medical expenses. It's kind of like a Roth IRA. So it's a beautiful thing, but Roth IRAs or a Roth 403Bs, 401Ks, you can't write it off. An HSA can. So if you're not using a health savings account, you could be missing the boat. You could be missing the boat on this wonderful tool if you're allowed to get it, a health savings account. So as we talk about so many different areas, but tax planning, this at right now is really important. And of course, if you don't have it now, Alex, one more thing. If you're about to retire this year, and let's say it's December 31st, you have it earmarked, you're going to retire. Maybe for those of you, you should be really cranking up your 401k to the maximum amount. So this year you'll pay less taxes. You'll get a nice tax write-off if you have an extra cash in the bank. Again, this is a different strategy. And now you'll be able to, of course, reduce your taxes this year. But for next year, obviously, you're going to be putting a game plan together. How do you put your money out to be tax efficient when you start to withdraw money from whether it's your pension, your IRAs, your 401ks, your bank accounts at home, or perhaps your inheritance? So there's a lot in when you say tax planning, Alex. It is not just set it and forget it. There's a lot to talk about. This is a very matrix of different thoughts and planning. And this is where it takes someone that's kind of out of the box thinking for their financial planning. Otherwise, you're going to be caught in that mousetrap of taxes.
Well, you're right, Scott. And the number, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, 609-488-4646. You're talking about HSA. You're talking about things that could be tax advantages going into 2023. And really what it speaks to, Scott, is you have a lot of people out there that are maybe DIY types, do it yourself, or maybe they've been going to the same advisor forever. They think that they're good. And really what you're speaking to, Scott, is, hey, there are a lot of details when it comes to taxes, when it comes to retirement planning. There are so many things to think about, so many nuances, so many different rules. A lot of things are just all about timing. And that's when it can be really dangerous. And it's not really, you know, the most advantageous thing to always go about this solo, or to only go through the eyes of maybe the same person who's been looking at it all this time. And so, Scott, just really speak to how important it is to get some eyes on it, and how maybe you're that right person, that right office for that.
You know, Alex, for those people that are do-it-yourselfers, I'm proud of you. Great for you. I'm glad you're keeping up on the new tax laws, the marginal tax bracket, the RMDs, the required minimum distribution. And then as you think, any good chess player is like 5 or 6 steps ahead. That's where the world champion chess players are. They're usually thinking 5 or 6 steps ahead. Most people are barely thinking 1 or 2 steps ahead. But when you're in the financial industry, it is so important to think several steps ahead. Like, what are you going to look like when I'm 70? Well, Scott, I'm only 60 right now. How can I think about it? Well, let's talk about RMDs, requirement of distribution, when 72. So these are proactive planning versus let's just put it off for tomorrow. And that's called reactive planning, which most people do. I mean, most people want a microwave financial plan, instant success, which is not there. Mm-hmm. So again, when you think about all of the different tax planning strategies, one strategy that many people aren't even thinking about is, should they look at maybe getting tax-free retirement? There's a book out there called Matt Zagula's book, and he's got a great called Smart Money. Smart Money. If anybody would like to get a copy of that book, I'll give it to you. No cost, no obligations. Give our studios a call. Smart Money. And Matt goes through, how do you make your tax-free retirement using other type of investments that are out there? And it could be a tremendous tool for some of those of you listening right now. How do I make my retirement tax-free? Well, number one, it may be taxable on the short end, but in the long end, over the life, it could be a great, great solution for your tax return and for your retirement, making your retirement possibly as tax-free or tax-efficient as possible. Because I don't know if you guys know this, Social Security, when it was invented, when it came out, used to be all tax-free. And when Social Security came out, you know what? They got a check and you're happy as a pig in slop. And I can tell you one thing, you're getting that nice check. A lot of people want to take it early because they think it's going to run out. Okay. But are they aware of the tax complications by taking it out now, continuing to work, and now you're paying tax and a penalty if you continue to work because you want to turn it on at 62, or maybe your husband or wife or spouse passed away, you turn it on at 60. How does it affect you tax-wise? Again, it's not as simple as just take it. Your friends and neighbors, you're going out to dinner and you're going to say, well, I just take mine because I need it. I really don't need it. I'll put it away and I'll save it. Okay. Did you look at the tax complications on Social Security? So again, Alex, as you said, there's so many different questions. We've got answers. This is all we do. And by the way, if you've got questions out there and you'd like to say, Scotty, I really like to speak to you. I'd love to talk to you off the air. And maybe you have some questions that are really on your mind for you do-it-yourselfers. And for those of you who maybe have an advisor and the advisor really has never, ever asked you to look at your tax return, perhaps you're at the wrong place. Maybe they're wonderful in one part of your life, but the second part of your life as you're heading into retirement, maybe they're not efficient or they're not really focused on that. And this is really a big, I call it the mousetrap in my book, and how the financial planning process leads your money to a mousetrap. And this is one of the biggest mousetraps, Alex, that you wanted to bring up today is taxes. And there's so many questions out there. I'd love to speak to you off the air if you'd like to give me a call at our studios, I'll be happy to take your call. 609-488-4646. We've gotten a ton of calls from you guys. We thank you for calling. If I haven't called you back right now, please forgive me. We are jacked up. We actually try to reach everybody out within the day or so, and I appreciate those of you calling in and being patient.
Scott, what should you do if a bull charged you? What should you do? A bull charges you. What should you do?
For me?
You pay whatever it charged.
I'm going to get my charge card now.
There you go. One bad joke to take us into break. On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking about the psychology of money. More to come with Scott McClain, Financial Insanity, on the way.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
That's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, powered by McClain Advisory Group.
There are millions of articles online talking about investing, tax planning, budgeting, everything you could think of when it comes to preparing for retirement. There's lots to know. Important facts about your financial future. Scott, we know knowledge is power, but there's more to financial success than just book smarts. There's also the psychology of money. And that's what we're going to get into here a little bit. Remember, if you have any questions, you hear something, it might bring something forth. You might want to get in front of Scott. That number, 609-488-4646. And when we're talking about the psychology of money, we're talking about Morgan Housel, who's the author, partner at Collaborative Fund, former columnist at Motley Fool, and also the Wall Street Journal. Author of the book, Psychology of Money. And Scott, I'm going to play a clip here as Morgan, that is, says there's more to financial success than just what you know about money and the world of finance.
But I think there's so much evidence that what matters in investing is not about what you know. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about where you went to school. Mm. It's just how you behave. It's about your relationship with greed and fear, your ability to take a long-term mindset, who you trust, how gullible you are, who you seek your information from. That's what actually matters. That's what moves the needle. And we tend to ignore that because it is not analytical.
What do you think of that, Scott?
You know, what's important, I think, is knowledge is power. You said at the very beginning, and I think he's alluding to the same thing. Knowledge is not power unless applied. You could have as much knowledge as you want. You could be the smartest man in the world. You could be an Einstein. But if you're not applying that knowledge, I just call you double butt dumb. Because you're not applying what you're learning, and you could be smart. Everybody's got the answers. The question is, are they applying it? And this is so true in the psychology of money. I've even put it in my book. Are people applying the knowledge now? Are they applying it now in this broken economy that's going on at this point? And the question is, in this broken economy, I'm thinking, okay, what do we do? And so this is really important to get around people who've been doing this thing for a long time.
Well, and Scott, I'm sure you see this, but people kind of struggling with the mental and emotional side of money, right?
So emotional. Imagine, as I mentioned in the book, here you are, you're a 15-year-old kid, and you want to go to the fair with your friends. And so you work all day, and you mow the lawns, and you saved up $100, and you're going to go there, and your mom and dad says, yes, you can go, and you're going to go to the amusement park, and you have to pay for it. Now you go on this wonderful loop-de-loop-de-loop ride, and out of your pocket drops $50. That's right, $50.
Yikes.
Now, for those of you who are a millionaire, you lose $50. Big deal. It's not a big deal. You lose $50. I mean, obviously, you're upset. But for the kid, he lost 50% of his hard work as the loop-de-loop came out of his pocket. Money came out, and he's looking all over because he couldn't afford more rides. The question is, can you afford a quality retirement? Are people paying attention to the old school investing? And I think that is what I know. I don't think. I know what happens is the psychology of money is so, so important. Should you buy? Should you hold? And I think this is what I was taught when I was with a big, big firm. And I can think, I know for sure that the psychology of money makes people do things wrong at the wrong time. And the question is, let's get to know you better. If you need have questions and you're saying, should I get in a market? Is it time to buy? Is it time to sell? Is it time to cross my fingers and do the Hail Mary and hopefully things get better? No, it's time to get some great, maybe second or third opinion, because that's what smart people do. I can promise you.
609-488-4646, 609-488-4646 if you want to contact Scott and his team. We're talking about the psychology of money today, both as a concept and also a book written by Morgan Housel, who says we almost have it backwards with how we teach about finance.
You know, what is most important gets most ignored in this field. And even when we are teaching basic financial skills to people, it's the math equations and how to balance a checkbook, which are great skills. I'm not demeaning those in the slightest. But there's so much evidence that all that matters, that's the right word to use, is just is your behavior with money. And I say that because you can be the smartest person in the world. You can have a PhD in finance from MIT. But if you lose your head during a market decline, if you panic during a market decline, none of your intelligence matters.
Wow, that's so true, isn't it, Scott?
That's for sure. Because those people that are older, who have been through the dot-com bubble from the year 2000 to 2003, the stock market dropped 50%. Then it came back by 2007, and it finally got back. So they wiped their brow. They did wonderful. For those of the people that were working, they could care less because they're dollar cost averaging and they got their money back after that 7 years of no growth. Followed by, again, the market dropping October 2007 to 2009. And now the market drops almost 60%, 60%. Now, I say this to understand market history. If people believe history has a way of repeating itself, here's the concern. It took from 2007 till 2013 to break even from 2000. That's 13 years of no growth. So where do you invest? Maybe people should start thinking as they shift for those older people, by the way, retirees like myself, although I'm not retired, I love working. For those retirees that are heading into retirement, yes, shift to income-producing vehicles. Income-producing vehicles, even if the stock market goes down, long as they pay a dividend, which is why you're buying these income-producing vehicles, whether it's dividends or interest, you're still getting a check coming in. You're living for the income. You're not living for the growth. Because again, as I mentioned, from 2000 to 2013, there was no growth. Yet all the artificial printing of money five different times in till 2014, the money finally came back until 2013 and then went up. Could this be the third leg down in a stock market correction? Could it continue to go down? So the psychology of money is understanding, do I need it now? Am I depending on it? It's more than just saying, hey, get out. Maybe you need to stay. This is really, really important. And I can tell you the psychology of money. And our job as a financial advisor, a fiduciary, is to help people walk them through the several different scenarios, not just put them in I call it the cookie cutter syndrome, the 70-30, the 60-40, the 40-60. Well, those cookie cutters scenarios, or I say portfolios, it could be totally detrimental. This is why they need to get sound advice right now. And someone who's been through this jungle, not some brand new people, nothing wrong with some new people, there's a bunch of brilliant people, but the people that can take action, not just knowledge on top, but they can knowledge on tap.
Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. And we're talking about the psychology of money, and we're talking about people's emotions and how money and emotions can be tied together, and how Scott can come in and say, I've seen this before, whether it's a market correction, market crash, whether, you know, volatility, inflation, all these things, Scott has seen this before. And so it's a great balance of your emotions coming in with your situation and Scott's experience coming in as well, just to keep you level-headed and make sure you don't do something because it's, you know, knee-jerk reaction, or, you know, something that it's great to trust your gut, but sometimes you got to come in and also get another opinion as well. And Scott, just tell people about how, if people have questions, if people maybe think, you know what, maybe my emotions are taking over here, I need somebody to come in here and really just make sure I'm staying level-headed, how can people do that?
I think what's important is to think about, well, how much do I have? Am I rich? Am I poor? There was a study out of Harvard, and they did a study before if people want to get some advice. And the study found that the rich are still not satisfied. You see, when the market took a big collapse in 2008, and here you're in the streets of Boca Raton, Florida, beautiful, a very, very wealthy area, the rich people were not buying a lot of stuff. They got plenty of money. It's almost the thought, the psychology, I don't want to burn more cash. They did a study, and over 4,000 millionaires in the United States was asking about how much money would it be to make them happy. And of course, each millionaire was asked to report how much they currently had. And of course, how happy were they, scale of 1 to 10. I don't know if you heard about the study, but then how much money they thought they would need to get at least a 10 on the scale of happiness. Shockingly, 26% of the largest respondents was assigned to 10 times more. The largest possible option given 24 times more. And then, of course, they said, followed by 23%, they said, I want 2 times more. Only 13% response that they currently have enough to be happy. I guess happiness comes from, you know, the psychology of money as we're discussing. Do you have enough? Will it last? Am I invested correctly? This is why people give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. They give our studios a call saying, Scott, what do you think I'm at? Let me see your portfolio. I've got several times people call up. They'll send over their portfolio and our secure portfolio thing online, and they upload it. My staff brings it to me, so I'm able to talk to people. If you'd like to do that, we'll be happy to do that. No cost, no obligation. But the challenges we're talking about right now, Alex, that you're bringing this up, that even the rich people are still not satisfied. As I talk about in the book, good book I read, is what is your definition of contentment? Are you content? Do you have enough? What is enough? And I can tell you more times than not that contentment starts in your soul. And I'm not here preaching at people, but let me make it clear to you and help you understand. Understanding where you're investing and how it works. There's nothing worse than your lovely spouse passing away, and now you lose your Social Security or her Social Security, your spouse's Social Security. Your income now reduced. Maybe they chose a different pension option. That's off the table. Now you're wondering, do I have enough? If you're in that boat and you're concerned about the markets, I'd love to talk to you. Let's have a down-to-earth discussion. Because right now is not a time to relax, almost like a deer in the headlights, relax and do nothing. You could be the smartest person in the world, as our gentleman said, with the MIT doctorate, but the application of knowledge, the implementation of knowledge, seeking other people who have been down that road before is so important and so cautionary that you should do something. And if that's on your heart, please give me a call off the air. I'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. I will not twist your arm. I will not put it behind your back. You've got to work with me. Let's just have a conversation. You stay with your advisor, stay with your advisor. That's fine. Our business is very, very well. Our clients are tremendously wonderful. And you know what? We're here to help you. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Give me a call off the air at our studio, 609-488-4646, which is why I'm such a proud sponsor of WBNJ, because we've done so many educational, tons of educational radio shows just like this one, because we're not here to sell you. It's to educate you, which is why when I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice, did those advisors ask detailed, important questions? Give me a call off the air. I'd love to talk to you.
Sometimes the most intelligent thing to do is to know that there's someone out there that maybe is a little bit more intelligent in a certain area than even I am. And that could be Scott for you when it comes to retirement planning. Scott McClain, and you're listening to Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. More to come.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of devil we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, powered by McClain Advisory Group.
It's really as if the entire world of finance is putting the cart before the horse when it comes to how we learn about financial concepts and how we implement them in the real world. And we talk a lot about financial knowledge and know-how, but today we're learning that there's a psychology of money. Morgan Housel wrote a book called The Psychology of Money.
If you get caught up in the excitement of a bubble, none of your intelligence, none of your academic credentials, none of the fact that you know the formulas, none of that matters if you're going to lose your cool when it matters most. That's why the behavior is not just an important part, it's really the base of the pyramid. And until you've checked that box of figuring out your own financial psychology, none of the analytical skills matter until then.
It's true, Scott. You got to know yourself. You got to know yourself when it comes to money. And also, you got to know where somebody like you might be able to jump in and assist.
Yeah. It's the swinging of the marketplace. One day it's up and one day it's down. You know, one thing I've noticed is in the early on in my business, when the market was really taking a tank in 1986, 87, I noticed people were panicking. I know the financial advisors were jumping out the window. I remember in Texas, the advisor were leaving the business. It was very, very scary. And I'm like young. I didn't really care. I was 26, 27, 28 years old. Didn't think much of it. I just didn't understand because it's for me as I got in the business at 23. And I guess now I'm an old timer. Now I'm 63. But at 23, 24, 25, 26, I'm not worried about the stock market because I've got a long time. Boy, things change when your life is starting to shorten, and now you have to make sure your money lasts a long time. So again, when they say, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back, that is where the psychology and then the understanding the client is so important. Because I can promise you, if that's all the money they have, they need to be in a different investment. If they can't handle the swings of Wall Street, they need to be in a different types of investment. And so when I speak to people, I think the biggest question is, there's some vehicles that the stock market goes up, you can get some of the gain. But if the stock market drops, you don't lose a penny. Now, there's vehicles like that that are out there. I say it this way. Everybody wants cake and ice cream, but they don't want the cholesterols or the weight or the fat or the carbohydrates, right? Everybody wants that. And the question is, what do you gotta have? And this is why you need to look at all the different types of investments before you buy an investment. And I can tell you, when you go to buy investments, hopefully the person that you're meeting with is educating on how it works. So there's a person that came in and they showed me an investment, and they said, well, Scott, they guaranteed 6%. Hmm. I looked at the investment. I said, wow, 6% guaranteed. This sounds wonderful. Yeah. And it was called an annuity, a variable annuity. I didn't understand that. And I looked at it and I said, well, okay, I know what it was. It wasn't a guaranteed 6% on their money. It was a guaranteed 6% on their money that went to an income bucket. Hmm. Now, the market was fluctuating, so the market was down almost 23% when I speak to this person just a short time ago, and they had $300,000 in this account. Well, the account now, was I'm looking at it, and they said, Scott, we don't know what to do. We got this. And they said they guaranteed 6%. And I noticed that the account was down from $300,000 to $286,000. That doesn't sound like a lot. But by the way, it went up to $420,000. Wow. But they had an income for life product on there. In other words, it fluctuated. The cash value was not the guaranteed 6%. It was the income for life option. But on top of that, I noticed after calling the company with that person, they were paying almost 4%. It's actually 4.125. But let's just say 4% for those listeners. 4% of $300,000. Well, I don't know about you, but that was $1,000 a month was in fees. Hmm. That's what it averaged. $1,000.
That's significant.
And by the way, they had it for 3 years. And you can do the math. What's 12,000 times three? They didn't even know how their money was evaporating on one end, but they had the 6% income for life, and they were totally, totally dissuaded. I can promise you there's a lot of vehicles out there that are just not right for you listening. And if you have questions, I'd like to talk to you off the air. We have answers for you. I will tell you this. I'm not here to sell you anything. If I can educate you and give you guidance, I'm very happy to do that. You know, for now, going on our 41st year, we don't need to beg or bug. We just want to educate you and help you make the right decision for your money, because right now is not a time to sit on your laurels, eat the cake and ice cream, and put the weight on. No, now's not the time for that. Now's the time to make sure, are you in a good position? Will it withstand your retirement? Will it last to your beneficiaries or your lovely spouse? 609-488-4646. I'd love to answer your question, your concern. 609-488-4646. Hey, by the way, Alex, that's our website. If you just send 609-488-4646.com, you'll go right to our website as well. Here to help you at McLean Advisory, right around the corner in Weartown, New Jersey. I'd love to talk to you.
Today, we're talking about the psychology of money. Morgan Housel, the author of that book, we have one last lesson from him on our behavior around finances. As
super.
Morgan says one of his first jobs was as a valet at a fancy hotel in Los Angeles. He learned a lot from being around a lot of very wealthy people all of the time.
I think what was really interesting to me was getting to know some of these people who were driving Ferraris and Rolls Royces. Some of them actually were not even that wealthy. They were like mediocre, successful people who spent half their income on a car lease payment. And that to me was really astounding, because that just blew apart all of the impressions, my first impressions that I had of these people. So that was a really formative experience that taught me a lot about the psychology of money.
Yeah, that is that. And that'd be no surprise to you, Scott. I'm sure you definitely, you definitely see that as a young person. I can understand thinking, yeah, well, those people might be rich. But as you get older, you realize, you know, those appearances can be deceiving.
You know, the best book I read was when I was younger in the field, because everybody had fancy watches, beautiful, nice suits, driving nice cars. And I really wanted that. And of course, my dad luckily kept me grounded. He said, son, that's just temporary. Your heart is forever. Don't get caught up in things. And I said, well, Dad, I like things. He said, well, yes, son, but those things will moth and they'll corrupt. They'll dust to dust, just like all of us. Build a nice, strong financial foundation before you buy those nice toys. So worst case, the toys break. Okay, you don't care. You've got enough money stored up. But again, it's just as he said, people are buying these nice, fancy things to look good, the watches, the nice, fancy cars, the boats, and they look like they got money. But boy, there goes the honey when the market changes. And I, by the way, on the other side of the coin, for those of you that are like myself, that to me is an opportunity to pick up some inexpensive cars. These nice, if you like, if you're a car buff or a boat buff, or maybe you're buying a house. You know, people go through financial challenges and the psychology kicks in and now they're in deep doo-doo and they have to make quick decisions. And I call this, this could be a fire sale and maybe you buy some stuff really at a deep discount, which is what I love doing.
Well, Scott, we're talking today a lot about emotions being tied to money and these, you know, maybe clouding your judgment a little bit when it comes to how you feel about your money and you're trying to plan. And Scott, that's where you can really jump in and you can help people talk it out and you can help people just being real with them and setting emotion aside. And that's really the point, Scott, is educating people so that, you know, they can have those long retirements and they don't have to worry. And so, Scott, just speak a little bit. If people are out there, they have questions, they're maybe worried, thinking, okay, maybe I've been overconfident, or maybe I'm maybe I am too insecure, maybe I'm doing better than I thought. How could you step in and maybe help out?
You know, if people want to get in the market, obviously, that's what we do. But at this point in time, the question is, should you be in the market? I mean, 2021, the market was just rip-roaring. Nothing could go wrong. It was a heyday. And my counsel to so many people is it was a heyday. Should we take some of the winnings off the table and maybe look at some income producing items? For example, some items like preferreds, REITs, BDCs, MLPs, investments that pay a nice juicy dividend, but keep our eye on that. You know, invest for the I, the income, not for the G, growth. And getting someone to move from the G, growth, and then the market takes a poop, well, they're not feeling very well. Their stomach starts to hurt. Then they start to panic. And the challenge is when you start to panic is the wrong call. This is why if you have questions, we have answers. We'd love to help people through these concerns. And our clients, by the way, doesn't mean our clients are not nervous. They get nervous, which is why they're able to lean on us. And if they need to call us, they'll call us. And luckily, we've been through this, as you mentioned, Alex. You know, I got in the business in 1982, got licensed in 83. And I can tell you, I've seen all sorts of, from the viruses, from the AIDS epidemic, to the virus just recently, from the stock market corrections, from the wars, the Gulf War, Vietnam War. I've been through, and I look at history of the stock market, looking at all these different areas. This is kind of why you kind of want to lean on someone who's been doing this for a period of time. They can help guide you and maybe calm you down. That doesn't mean stay in the market. I'm not saying that. But for some of you, as I did the other day, this client put his money in, his wife and husband put their money in a safe position, a very wonderful safe position. They cannot lose, and they're getting a tremendous rate of return. And I said, well, you're going to work for how much longer? They said, we're going to work for another 3 or 4 years. I said, okay, this money you can't lose. How about we dollar cost average and we stick it in the market and we go 100 miles an hour into good, let's say the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow and then the international funds. Let's take this money because you're not going to use this until you're 70. So not only are they dollar cost averaging as the market goes down, I educated them on why they're getting more shares of stock as the market's dropping. And when it comes back, like it usually does, when it comes back, what happens? They had a nice heyday on that new money. But the old money, we preserved. They're happy as a pig in slop. They are so excited because they know what they know and they know how it's going to work. Very great planning on their part, and we're able to help them.
If you have questions, you can contact Scott 609-488-488. 888-646-609-488-4646. Add an .com there at the end for the website. We have more Financial Insanity with Scott coming up. And after the break, we're putting Scott to the test with a little taxes trivia.
Oh, no.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Financial wisdom grown locally here on the Jersey Shore.
You think I'm an idiot?
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Time now to have some fun putting Scott to the test. A little bit of retirement trivia. All right, man. Hope you're ready. We're going to focus on taxes. So that should be...
Oh, I love least, paying yeah. taxes. Everybody yeah, yeah. out there loves paying taxes.
Yeah, that's one of your favorite topics. So, Scott, the federal income tax, when was it created? Your options: 1776, that's a good year, 1804, 1861, 1913. When was the federal income tax created?
You know, Alex, that is really unfair. And I'm thinking about it because I was leaning maybe, 1817, 1804. I know that one of the amendments, the 16th Amendment. I don't know the year. I know there was some changes in the tax law where you see some debates right now fighting the tax law, saying it was never really voted on. This is why you hear some people saying, I don't need to pay my taxes. It was never finally finalized. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with 1913.
Well, the actual answer, C, 1861. But here, you know, you're on the right track. President Lincoln signing the Revenue Act in 1861 imposed the first ever federal income tax to generate funds for the Civil War. Now, it was repealed 10 years later, and then in 1913, the 16th Amendment established the federal income tax system we know today. So
am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. All right, Scott, you're wrong. All right, but I'm being nice. You were close, all right?
All right. I'll go with it. But by the way, yeah. 1913 is when it was enacted, 1913.
There you go. Right.
I just pulled that up on Mr. Google. Google knows everything. It says about 400 pages. So maybe I can give me a half a point on that.
Well, all right. All right. If you want half a point, Scott, you get half a point. All right. Makes you feel better.
I'll take a half.
All right. Question number two. What was the first tax deadline when the modern federal income tax was established? So the first tax deadline, we know it now to be what?
April 16th, 17th. Okay. They keep changing.
Yeah, I was going to say it, and then I was like, well, it was different this year. Anyways, the options: January 1, February 14, March 1, April 1. What was the first tax deadline?
I'm going to say March.
That is C, March 1, my friend. You got to trust your gut, man. And so that was the original deadline.
That was a guess.
Either way, that was the original deadline back in 1913. Now, it only took 6 years for the government to say, maybe we should give them till the 15th. So they actually pushed it to March 15th, and it stayed there until 1955. And then the IRS said, hey, we need another month. You know, since there's only four people that work there, they were like, you know what, let's get another month. And so they pushed it. So there you go.
I did guess for a listening audience. I'm not as brilliant as Alex is, but he has the answers and I don't.
I was going to say, yeah, pretty easy. Looking right at him. All right. This is just a simple true or false, Scott. If you have any questions, Scott can help you out. The number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. So this true
or false. They can't ask me trivia questions. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not cool. No, no. True or false? The job of tax preparer is female dominated. True or false?
Now that's a really, really low blow because in all fairness, if I say it's male, I'll get yelled at because obviously one sector of the courses think I'm biased towards male or female. I'm going to say it's female, but I'm because I just got to pull that out of my tailpipe. I'm thinking female dominated because what the heck? I mean, these women, frankly, I love, if you look at my office, we have a lot of women working here. They're sharp. They're on their game. I love working with them. And it's my field is dominated. So I'm going to say women just because I have a lot of them in my office. But again, I don't have a preference.
You are right, Scott. That is true. So we have online research from Zipia finding 65% of all tax preparers are women. Now, also, average age for tax preparer, although we would never ask, is 47. And the majority are located in New York and Chicago. We got time for it. Let's do extra credit. Let's do a little bonus round here, okay? Final question for you, Scott. And if you are out there and you have questions, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646 is the number. All right. American symbol Uncle Sam, allegedly based on who? Is it A, businessman Sam Wilson, B, founding father Samuel Adams, C, General Sam Houston, or D, Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham?
Wow, I love Green Eggs and Ham. That's my favorite book. I could even read that. I don't know if that's the one, so we'll get rid of D.
Yeah, it's probably not.
I think that was D, right?
Yeah, that was D.
General Houston, nah, he was too busy fighting wars. It's between Samuel Adams and Wilson.
But we know what Samuel Adams looks like because he's on the locker, right?
Yeah.
So is that the same person as the Uncle Sam?
I like the Samuel Adams wheat beer. I'm going to go with Samuel Adams. I like him.
Okay. Well, you might like him. It is actually A, Sam Wilson. So not Samuel Adams. It is businessman Sam Wilson. Actually, businessman during the War of 1812. He supplied barrels of beef to the army. They were stamped U.S. to indicate government property. That identification led to the widespread use of the nickname Uncle Sam for the United States. So people started saying Uncle Sam because of the U.S.
Isn't that amazing?
So there you go. Sam Wilson.
That's crazy. Supplying well, I like because Samuel Adams, many people out there like Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
If you're having a beer, then you can get the wrong answers like me. But,
there you go. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Well, that was fun, Scott. You did a great job. And
can I get a half a point? Isn't this the generation where you can get a medal for losing? I did say Samuel Adams. That means I got Sam part. Could I get like a quarter point maybe?
You know.
I mean, everybody gets free medals for doing nothing these days. Give me a quarter point.
I guess. You know, if it's going to make you feel better, I don't want to ruin your day. I think we'll allow it. We're pretty soft on the rules around here. Scott, for the folks out there, this was really fun, this trivia question, but in all seriousness, if people have questions, what should they do, Scott?
I'd love to give you a couple minutes off the air, 609-488-4646. There's a lot of questions you guys are having, especially when it comes to taxes we spoke about. When it comes to your investment, should you maybe rethink your portfolio? Now is not a time to roll the dice. Or if you're rolling the dice, maybe you're lucky. But the question is, do you want to roll your dice when it comes to your investments? So I'd love to help guide you. We have been an educational workshop on WBNJ for now. I think it's almost 13, 14 years. We've been a proud supporter of theirs because we're able to give educational information. And obviously myself making a fool of myself on these trivia questions. You know what? I love it. Why? Because people out there are having a trivia question in their mind saying one thing right now. What do I do? Should I put my money in bunker down and hunker down and maybe put it in some fixed guaranteed investments? Should I shift over to the income world because the growth world could shrink my monies? I'm getting these questions all the time. And again, as we're heading into the third and fourth quarter of the year, you know, a second opinion is very brilliant for those of you who'd want to a fresh sense of maybe what does McLean Advisory Group do? How do they work? We'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Again, this is Scott McLean, your host, Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. 609-488-4646. And thanks for joining us today. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And again, thanks for being a supporter of WBNJ and McLean Advisory Group right around the corner in Weirdtown, New Jersey.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.